Jake Arrieta and the Cubs play host to Jared Eichhoff and the Phillies. The Phillies have a 3-1 lead in the sixth inning. That's when Chicago's offense starts to get rolling.
He does, and he pokes it to left, and it drops. Run will score. It's a 1-1 ball game.
Now the 1-1. Swing and a line drive. Base hit down the left field line. It'll drive in two runs. Contreras will have a double. Cubs lead 4-3.
Toward the middle, Galvis with a nice play. He's going to fire home and save. Pitch. Base hit, maybe. Yep. Good effort by Hayward. Just couldn't get to it. It's a one-run game now as Franco picks up his third hit.
The 0-2 by Davis. Here it comes. Joseph strikes out swinging. Wade Davis strikes out Tommy Joseph, and the ball game is over, and the Cubs win.
5-4 Chicago is your final. Wade Davis picks up save number 7 on the year in support of Jake Arrieta, who moves to 4-1 despite his 4.63 ERA. And Philly starter Jared Eichhoff remains winless in his 6 starts this season. The Cubs have now won back-to-back games on the heels of losing 4 of 5, and Joe Maddon's club improves to 15-12 on the year.
Came through. Obviously, the pinch hit by Wilson was very, very big. Regardless, we always are up there. We're in two each at bat. I love that about our group. I love Javi's at bats tonight. They continue to get better. We hit some balls well. You know, that were unfortunately at people. But so we had right around 10 hits. But I thought we hit the ball even better than that. They played really good defense against us. They really did. Jake, you know, a little bit bending in the beginning, but then he got into a nice run with some very short innings that permitted that 6. I was going to send him back out for the 7th if it didn't all work out that way, but it did. So, like Koji right there, Ronnie gets 2 quick outs and then has to make a good pitch and just a walk. That's got the runner on base. So, overall, pretty good performance. And again, having to come from behind, we'll take it, but I'd like to see us just get back to that normal. Let's get there and get on top and take it from there.
Contreras running play. I mean, you might not have the fastest team in the world, but you have some of the more courageous base runners.
And also, Jonesy did a nice job at third base. That's part of that as a third base coach. But you want your runners to always, and Wilson's savvy enough to know, ball hit up the middle like that to the shortstop's left. He was anticipating a throw to first base and to continue to come around. So, and we got lucky. That ball hit right on the back of the mound. That was one of our lucky breaks for the night. But I think Jonesy does a great job over there. And yes, overall, we really try to teach that more aggressive method of base running.
As that play is playing out, are you like no, yes, yes, yes?
No, I was good. I just didn't. I knew what he was probably going to try to do. I was anticipating the throw to first, but then you could see him like regroup. Again, I'm thinking the ball in the air all the way. Out of his hand, you could see it was going to be short. And then, honestly, because he was asking, hit the mound, and that was perfect.
So what can you say about your closer? He's been damn near perfect through the first.
Yeah, round. I mean, just the walk, like I said, he's his stuff. But you watched him. I mean, he pitches. As a closer, this guy throws his curveball. He throws his cutter. He'll backdoor. He'll elevate with his fastball, two-seamer in. I mean, he's really fun to watch as a closer because he's a pitcher. Very calm demeanor, to say the least. So, you feel good when he gets in a game like that. And also with that one-run lead, the velocity on the fastball is even better.
Contreras, when he got up from the mound, it looked like he was making a funny face. Was he okay?
He kind of banged his side when he hit the ground. And I didn't know. That's why I didn't take Schwarber out immediately and leave Caesar in the game. That's what I would have done. But when there was some kind of concern whether or not he was okay, I wanted Schwarber to go back out for one more inning before we made the move. Came back in. I said, "How are you doing?" He said, "I'm fine." Okay, then that's when we made a defensive move.
When you look at Jairus
from the moment he got here, is kind of this energy source.
Yeah. Yeah, you plug into this guy. He does. He plays with his hair on fire. He does. And sometimes, you know, it can actually work against him. You know, he gets a little bit over-assertive. As he learns to play with his hair on fire, you know, not absolutely a forest fire, maybe just slightly like the burning bush of some kind, I don't know. But he just, he's going to learn how to control all that.
Wilson Contreras makes an impact off the bench on Wednesday for the Cubs. He rips a go-ahead two-run double and makes an excellent slide into home plate as part of Chicago's four-run sixth inning.
My mind was ready since the game started because I know that Joe likes to move the piece around the game. But once it started at six, I think it was six or seven, I don't know. I was in the cage, like, hitting by myself, telling myself to slow down a little bit, to let the game come to me a little bit. And by the time that I was there, that I went out there and hit the ball, I was trying to just to say right through the ball.
And then after that, some very aggressive base running. Matt Caesar knocks it to short. What are you looking at? Are you watching Gary Jones at third, or were you going home all the way?
I mean, there was two outs, and I thought he was hitting the ball to middle. I was going home since the contact was made. And when I saw the catcher like looking for the baseball, I thought, oh man, it's gonna be a close place. But thanks God that I came around the base.
And last but not least, does this team just like making it exciting, coming from behind every night? What's the deal?
I don't know. I mean, baseball is baseball. You know, we're starting like losing the game the first couple of innings, but like we always say, we never quit, and we always play hard till the ninth inning.
Jake Arrieta gave up three runs on six hits over six innings, and it was good enough for his fourth win of the year.
After the first, I think I had three innings of 12 pitches or less, which was huge, you know, just to kind of turn the page a little bit, get back into the aggressive mindset, execute, try and force contact, weak contact. And, you know, that was kind of the theme of the game from that point on. Started to make some good pitches. And then really in the sixth, you know, there was another inning there, but obviously got to a point where offense was putting some really good at-bats together. Wilson driving in those two runs to take the lead was huge, coming off the bench. We put together some really nice at-bats in that inning, and our bullpen was able to hold it down for us, so it turned out to be a really good ball game.
There were concerted effort on your part this year to use all your pitches and use them to their fullest, as far as just not being a power pitcher all the time, just using everything you got and using it well.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the mindset all the time. I just don't. I'm not locked in right now to the point where you know, I can use two pitches. So you know, I think a more quality mix of four or five pitches has been kind of the theme for me moving forward, or at least for the past month. So you know, once I get completely right mechanically and with command, you know, maybe I only use two or three pitches to get through seven or eight innings. So at this point, you know, just grinding through it, trying to establish strikes in the zone with all my pitches, using some information that the opposition gives me and kind of moving forward in that regard. But yeah, I think a quality mix, is especially against a team that you know, hits the fastball well, is kind of what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish. I did a decent job of that. There were some times where I left some balls in the middle of the plate and they made me pay for it, but you know, outside of that, I thought it was okay.
The Cubs will wrap up their four-game series with the Phillies on Thursday afternoon at Wrigley Field. John Lackey will make the start for Chicago.